Victoria is expected to post its first surplus since the COVID-19 pandemic when the Allan government delivers the state budget on Tuesday. The surplus of $600 million is smaller than the $1.6 billion forecast in the state's mid-year budget update last December. The budget will include free public transport for Victorians under 18, thousands of public service job cuts, and increased funding for school camps, sports and excursions. State Treasurer Jacqueline Symes also confirms there will not be new taxes for Victorians.
I can confirm in tomorrow's budget there will be no new taxes. What will be in the budget is a confirmation of slashing stamp duty that we announced last week. Stamp duty for off-the-plan apartments, townhouses and units, making sure that it fits with the government's policy agenda of building more homes, helping first home buyers move into homes, making sure that downsizers have got options so that there's larger family homes for the next generation.